Welcome to Around the World with CricketBadger.com. Trinidad and Tobago Red Steel is second in the Caribbean Premier League standings, following their last 4-win over Guyana Amazon Warriors last night. It was the Bravo Harpers to the fourth home side, as they won by 4 wickets. Skipper Dwayne hit 67 off 42 balls, and 131 with Darren for the fourth wicket, after the Red Steel had slumped to 13 for 3. Earlier the Warriors had posted 179 for 5, as Dinesh Ramdin smashed 84 off just 45 balls. Samuel Badri had inflicted early damage with 3 for 13. Tonight's match sees Barbados Tridents take on Antigua Hawksbills. Former New Zealand Test players Matthew Bell and Jacob Oram have been appointed assistant coaches to Hamish Barton, New Zealand's women's tour to the West Indies in September. Bell will work as batting and strength and conditioning coach, with Oram's focus on bowling and fielding. The first round of domestic contracts in New Zealand has seen several notable movers. Rob Nicol and Taran Nathula have both joined Auckland. Neil Brew moves from Otago to Canterbury. Dean Brownlee from Canterbury to Northern Districts. And Brad and Carl Kachopa join Auckland. Former Test players Bruce Martin and Tim McIntosh did not receive contract offers, and hope for better luck in the second round on the 8th of August. Lancashire cemented top spot in the North Group of the NatWest T20 Blast last night, to beating Durham. They will be joined by Nottinghamshire and two of Worcestershire, Yorkshire or Warwickshire in the quarter-finals. The South Group saw Surrey clinch a home tie with a win over Middlesex at Lords. Essex will go through that group as winners, with Hampshire in third. The final quarter-final place is likely to go to Glamorgan, although Somerset or Kent could yet upset the applecart this evening. And Surrey seamers Matt Dunn, Jade Dernbach and Chris Tremlett have signed contract extensions with the club. Tremlett has penned a 1-year deal, while Dunn and Dernbach have signed 2-year extensions.